Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
After that resurrection, where Jesus says there's resurrection of the just and the unjust, after that first resurrection of the just that ends at the tribulation period, there will be no more death for believers. Listen very closely. There will be no more death of believers after that. There'll be, because there's no more resurrection of the just, because there'll be no more death of believers. So from the millennium on, believers never die, even in their physical body. But people will die in the millennium. We see these verses. These will be unbelievers, Christ rejectors, those who refuse Christ during the millennium. They will be killed, and you see the verses in Isaiah 11:4, Isaiah 65:20, Acts 3:20-23. And then we finished up the last time I was with you about Jesus himself will teach during the millennium. And we looked at those verses, and I wish I had time. But what a Sunday school lesson that would be. Every time I think about it, the very Word of God, in the beginning was the Word, John 1:1. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus himself is the Word. Can you imagine the Word teaching the written Word? And so during the millennium, Jesus himself will be a teacher. And we have so many verses. I gave you four or five verses. There was numerous verses where we're going to go to Jerusalem, and he's going to teach us things out of God's Word. So Jesus himself will teach in the millennium during that thousand-year reign. We learn that. Now, David will rule with Jesus. That's also in your notes, and that's what I want to start with this morning. David himself will rule with Jesus in the millennium. I won't read all the verses because time will get away from us this morning. But God made promises to David. And when I talk about David, I'm talking about David and Goliath, that David. You know, and David and Bathsheba, that David. That's in the Old Testament. That same David who sat upon the throne of Israel, who ruled for 40 years, that God made promises to him that you're going to rule with on your throne during the millennium. Isaiah, let's look at a couple of these, okay? Isaiah 23, verse number 5. This is kind of the jumping off place, and we'll learn a little bit more as we get into this. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall exercise judgment and judgment in the earth. Now, he mentions David. Now, specifically, he's speaking of Jesus here. But I wanted to give you just an idea here. Jesus is going to rule and reign during that thousand years of millennium. But David is going to reign with him, because we learn in Jeremiah chapter number 30, turn with me there, verses 7 through 9. Jesus himself will reign. We learned that in Jeremiah 23. But in Jeremiah chapter number 30, look in verse number 7. Alas, for that day is great, for that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Again, this is speaking of the tribulation period, but there's people who are going to, that will survive the days of Jacob's trouble, the tribulation period, and they're going to be saved out of it. Now he's going to talk about the kingdom. And it shall come to pass that in that day, in the kingdom, those who survived the tribulation, those who were saved out of it, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from the neck and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves, but they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, who I will raise up unto them. So now God is making a promise to Israel. I'm going to raise up David. Not only is Jesus going to rule, David also is going to rule with you. Look in Ezekiel chapter number 34. Ezekiel chapter number 34, verses number 23 and 24. And I will set up one shepherd over them. Again, he's speaking of the millennial reign of Christ. And he shall feed them. even my servant David. Well, I wish somebody was in the up there. When I preach, I don't know if anybody's up there or not, but I just now noticed nobody's up in the crow's nest putting verses up there. So you got to look for yourself for the Bible, Bible drills. In Ezekiel 24, verse number 23, and my servant David, and he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince. It's very interesting, the key. Jesus is going to reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Remember in Revelation 19, he will be known as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And David will reign as his co-regent. Here he specifies it as a prince among them, and I, the Lord, have spoken it. Now, just to drop a little thing, I mentioned this a week or two ago. Kind of a comical thing that years ago we used to have bumper stickers on cars. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Y'all remember that? Okay. Well, whether or not if God said it, whether we believe it or not, that settles it. You may not believe anything that I'm saying this morning, but according to God's word, it says, I, the Lord, have spoken it. In other words, he said that whether you believe it or not, it's going to take place. And he's saying, I'm going to set David as a prince over you. He's making some promises. Ezekiel 37, verses 24 and 25. Just a couple more chapters. By the way, remember this. When you get in Ezekiel, chapters number 37, 38, 39, you talk about Gog and Magog. And then you get in the last part of Ezekiel 44, 45, 46, all of those, it talks about the millennial reign of Christ, the millennial temple. It's all talking future. And so here in Ezekiel chapter number 37, verse number 24, and David my servant shall be the king over them, and they shall have one shepherd, and they shall walk in my judgments, and shall observe my statutes and do them, and they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant. Again, this is the millennial reign of Christ, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell there, and even they and their children's children forever. Remember we talked a little bit earlier about children being born? Here's another reference. When he says, and their children and their children's children forever. They're going to have generations forever and forever. As God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and they were going to have children forever. They could have had children forever if it wouldn't have been sin and then that tree of life. And you remember all that in vogue. We see here in this passage that God uses that term forever. Now, let me ask you a question. How long is forever? I know some of y'all are going to be mad at me. But I graduated from Auburndale High School. But I'm smart enough to know how long forever is. It's time out of mind. It's not just the 1,000-year reign of Christ. God's word says you're going to have children and children's children forever. Okay? Remember, I mentioned this yesterday. I was preaching ordination. I didn't write this book. I'm just saying what it says in God's book. So it says, their children shall forever. And then notice this next phrase. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. There's that word again. Now, that makes a nick. That really stretches your mind. When we get to the new heavens and the new earth, and we get that new Jerusalem coming down, who is going to be there in the new Jerusalem? That's not a rhetorical question. Not want to trick you up. Jesus will be the light of that city. There will be no need of light. In other words, you won't be turning on light switches there in Jerusalem, because he is the light of that city. There'll be no need of a sun at all, because he'll be the light.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.